accession number 21018, Reel 2.
Dr. Schwartz, Reel 2.
Yes, well, it's June 45. I was the very last one because Savage, who had been a cinema organist, musician, he was lucky enough to get into RAF, the WAF gang show with all the ladies. So he went away about December 44. Yeah, 46 it was actually. 40, yeah, that's right. Stayed even after that, after I was in Paris at the Liberation, at the
VA there.
VA, yeah, that's right. So it's 45, and Donoghue went away. He was called back for his trade as a carpenter. So I was very last. Yes, it was June 46 rather, yeah. And I was posted down to another, to the south of France, to Lac de Berre, east to near Marseille. So only there a few weeks, and then I was demobbed, came back home.
What was Paris like in those days?
For us, it was wonderful. It's probably pretty miserable, but then as Britain had been miserable, you know, climate-wise and everything else, and Paris too, and we were reasonably comfortable. But the reception was very, very good, very nice, you know, from all the French people and that. And we were stationed at Le Bourget. Again, we were on a watch system, which meant we could be in Paris 3 nights out of four, three days out of four, something or other, you see. So we got to know a lot of French people and very, very welcomed.
What was the attitude of Parisians towards the Germans?
Well, some of them tried to claim that they were very anti-German, but, you know, on the whole, I think later on, as you got to know them, they didn't really care an awful lot when it comes to it, you know. You had a few with atrocity tales, but there were no great atrocities in Paris, but I think a lot of played on propaganda, you know.
And was there any damage in the city?
No, nothing obvious in Paris at all, no. It must have been bleak with, as far as fuel and that concerned. There were these very hard winters.
And
food, too, for that matter, for the rationing. They had a big black market. But,
and you say this unit was called 5 Air Transportable Signals Unit.
Yeah, ATSU, Air Transportable Signals Unit. Now, that was number 5. I gather in the end that there were very few of them, and they weren't used in any assaults. They were used for occupying airfields which had become, you know, been captured of that, you know.
What were they supposed to do again?
Again, you said that the advanced signals units, the very first signals units, that's all. Yes, just the.
And you said that in England you were in this 105 staging post?
Yes, again, they were staging posts. They were mobile because they moved across northwest France. I think they were used in the desert too, in Africa, they were, I think they were developed. And these were more or less, as you say, advanced staging posts. They moved ahead of the main groups and, I suppose, supplied personnel and took other personnel who were coming into them and passed them out to other units. So I don't think they're frontline units ever, but the big series of them, anyway.
You were telling me earlier, off the record, about Alan Melville.
Yeah.
And who he was and what connection he had with your unit.
Mm, yeah.
Can you repeat what you told me about
him? Well, he introduced himself to me as Flight Lieutenant Caverill, which is probably his own name, Alan Melville. Do you remember Alan Melville at all? He was a great review man, and he had a program on television. He wrote a lot of reviews. He was in the theatre all his days.
Yes, I know the name vaguely.
Yes, and that's it. But as you say, he came to us as he told me who he was, Lieutenant Caverill, and he was doing these BBC broadcasts. So, some of these broadcasts, I'm either right beside him or very near him, you know.
How do you feel now about having served in the RAF Beach Squadrons in the war?
Oh, I'm very glad I did it. I'm very glad I did it. I can't say I have more pride of the people we left behind us there in the graves. That's the thing, you know, in the cemeteries.
Did the war leave you with any after effects in any way?
I don't think so, it's hard to say. I had a lot of bad dreams, certainly, for a few years, but I think everybody did. There were dreams of something that might have happened, near misses, rather than That's the whole thing, yes. It's, I think you're more horrified at near misses. My God, if I'd turn my head this way, you know.